Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
That a lot of you are channels already. So the purpose of this is to give you tools that are going to allow you to start opening up your channel even more. So you can channel with more precision and possibly start consciously channeling star races of elementals or divine aspects that you haven't had access to. So when we talk about channeling, we actually talk about consciously shifting the mind to be able to achieve a higher level of consciousness. So if we really think about that for a moment, it's a conscious action and it starts with the mind. So if you think of yourself when you're in a state of stress or anxiety or agitation or sadness or depression, you have felt that the channel is not really there, right? We are not very much able to connect with our soul. We don't feel intuitive. We don't feel connected to our star races either because we are basically in the process of healing. We are in the process of purging, of transmuting lower frequency, lower density. So our mind, our consciousness is reduced. We are processing. We are in the lower fractal of our fractal frequency. So when we know that the purpose of we access channeling by consciously shifting our mind, it already gives us the tools that we can use to be able to consciously shift the mind. All of you, you already have these tools. These tools are meditation, where we silence the mind first, where we really create this kind of a space in the head. So that's really, it comes from meditation, but it also comes from breath work. So it can be any type of breath work. I practice personally Ujjayi Pranayama. If you have watched some of the pre-work on the pineal gland recording, you will know more of that technique. If you're a yogi as well, you know of Ujjayi Pranayama, and the science behind it is absolutely mind-blowing. So there is also breath work where it's more purging, like Shakti breath work, for example. Then another great way to see shift our mind, to be able to open up our consciousness, is through practicing sport. We can do yoga, but we can also run. Like when I run, I consciously shift my mind because I'm in the process, you know, like you constantly shift the frequency, like swimming in the sea, doing any kind of sport, actually shift the mind, the process there. And there is music. And music is interesting because if we, for example, feel down, if we feel that we need more energy, we can put some upbeat music and then we shift consciously, right? We shift and we are in a state where we are happier and we feel more connected. So that's a great way to actually consciously shift from one state of being in our mind to another higher state of consciousness. Then there is also the use of music with earphones on, where we listen to brainwave and solfeggio frequency, which is one of the fastest tools for me to access my channel. So when I channel, very often I do my meditation, but I also have a certain brainwave frequency and they directly take me there. So I directly feel like instantly the shift in my brain. It's like the locks are going like choo, 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 and then the channel is open. So when you know that you have these tools, you can already observe in your life what you use. And when you use them, you can consciously use them even with even greater precision by observing the state of your mind as before, as you enter the practice of breathing, the practice of running, or any kind of practice that you do to consciously shift your mind. Observe before, and when you do it, observe if you are ruminating, you know, like in meditations, it happens a lot, you know, like ruminating thoughts. When we run, sometimes it's like processing. So just find more and more of your breath, find more and more of your presence, set the intention. The greater pathway of actually exercising is to consciously shift my consciousness. So when you finish that practice using one of these tools, then you can observe that there is more space. For me, it's the better way to explain it is that there is more space in the body. And this space really relates also to this knowledge that we have about the fractal and its center. When we are really anchored at the center point of our fractal, the center point kind of increases in frequency. We increase presence. We increase inner peace. We have more space. More about that is going to come. That's going to be about the architecture of channeling. So from these tools, then we start receiving different results. And here it's interesting because it's interesting for each and every one of us to observe why we want to channel, what is the purpose of channeling, and what we are already doing in terms of channeling. So the first one that comes into mind that is the most talked about is actually conscious channeling. So basically, you go into an alternate state of consciousness after using one of these tools. Often it's meditation, because let's say, for example, regarding the tools, you go for a run, so you have a different state of consciousness. But then if you really want to start accessing a certain a friend or certain data, then it's good to sit down in meditation so there's more information, right? Like, for example, when I run, I start having a lot of download, but to be able to be deep, to go deeper, then I will sit down and meditate. So when I receive all of that, then I can say, okay, so now I'm doing some conscious channeling. So basically, I'm in conversation with the being that's next to me, and we chat and I ask questions and they give me information. So that's conscious channeling. Conscious channeling is easily accessible to anyone, and especially for you, you're all doing it already. So that's conscious channeling. Then there is trans channeling. So there you welcome the being into your physical body. So I'm going to talk more about that later. There is also art. Art is actually also a way to channel. So artists, even if they don't do it consciously, sometimes it's like they go in actually an alternate state of consciousness and they create their art. So it can be visual, like painting, but it can also be creating beautiful music. You know, artists, they create from channeling most of the time. When you feel that the music is coded, the art is coded, it's because the artist was himself or herself in this alternate state of consciousness, which allowed him to channel, different frequencies and place that into the art. Like, for example, the jewelry I'm wearing was created by my mentor and Alex mentor Sundari, and it's channeled jewelry, and it's created with from my Akashic record. It's coded with my Akashic record. So that this is kind of a channeled art, and this is one of the application. How do we apply our channel? Do we consciously connect to a star race? Do we create a jewelry? Do we create music? There is also automatic writing, which is absolutely awesome. And there is light language. So a lot of us start speaking light language. So for that, we just open the mouth and then we allow ourselves to really go for it and listen to the sounds. And all of these different modalities of channeling, we can practice individually. So if for you, there is one pathway that's really more calling you than the other, you can consciously shift your mind by using one of the tools, so like meditation or breath work or running or music. And then from there, when you are in this space, you take a pen and paper because you think, I really want to go into more automatic writing. So you sit there, you are the human doing it. So it's important to know, for example, for me, I am not called or interested at all into doing channeled art, it's not there at the moment. So I don't take, anything to draw, to create jewelry or music or anything like that. It's simply not part of my coding and my interest at the moment. So when we start understanding the process of channeling, we can start taking more aligned actions to be able to open up this channel and to basically increase our vibration. So the more we start increasing our vibrations constantly by using these tools that I have mentioned before, the more we can start increasing the frequencies of our fractal. We start, shifting to higher and higher level of frequencies. The more we consciously connect to this desire to channel and to simply be in that state of space, the more we live from that space constantly. Like, I have reached a stage in my life where I'm nearly all the time in that space. So it means that I'm constantly channeling. I'm constantly in connection, in conversation. But for example, when the kids are there, when I go grocery shopping and so on, it's simply like my consciousness is not placed into receiving information because I'm doing my things. You know, I mean, I'm being in my 3D reality. But if there is information that needs to come, it's very easy for them to say something. It's very easy, like, doing the grocery shopping, for example, doing any kind of shopping for clothes, if I'm not sure, you know, I simply hold it to me and I simply connect. Is this aligned? There's instant yes, it is instant no, not right now. And so when you are in this state of vibrations, more and more, you can sustain the frequencies that are going to allow you to be constantly in co-creation with your team, but constantly in connection with your soul as well. Because for me, the channel is like a pipe. To start with, it's narrow, it can be clogged, it's hard to find, and it's hard to run through. But the more we run water through it, the more we use it, the more we consciously access it, the bigger it gets, until eventually this pipe is basically present and clear all the time. So there's always water running. The water is always there. It's simply that I don't turn the tap on all the time if I'm, you know, hanging out in 3D reality, but there is still a little stream. It's like little drops are there. If I need to, it's kind of like, what is my channel saying about this? What is my channel saying about that? And then it's about just taking the aligned actions that are there. So if we think about the intuitive modes, we have four intuitive modes. You all know that. So there is clairsentience. Basically, it's like a goosebumps, the gut feeling, like this strong physical sensation of hot and cold or attraction or repulsion. So clairsentience, if we think about our fractal, clairsentience is actually, so the all intuitive modes are also part of this fractal frequency. Clairsentience would be the one that has the lower vibration, meaning that it's not low vibe at all, but it means that in terms of frequency, it's the one that has the lower vibration because it's actually linked to our physicality. So it's actually bound to certain levels of density. So this is it's important for us to remove as much density as possible from the body by having, you know, like a clean diet and don't drink and take drugs and so on, like the whole shabam that you already know. So basically, like, our vessel is pure so we can receive clairsentience. It's also linked to lower chakra, bottom chakra, and to survival mode. So it's very important. We want to keep it. We want to cultivate it. It's mostly like clairsentience would be located into the outside here. If we think that it's the center here, so it's kind of like the architecture of the intuitive mode. And then we have oscillating here, we have clairaudience and clairvoyance. So these also come through audition and vision. And then we have directly connecting here, that's claircognizance, and that's instant knowledge. So claircognizance is actually the intuitive mode that's the most directly connecting to channeling, because it's like it's there. We don't, it's just the flow is coming. So when this pipe is really nice and open, when we are in this conscious stage, it's just kind of like it goes, you know, like literally when you channel, when you do automatic writing, if you start to speaking light language, it's basically it's open, you know, you can feel like the stream is there, like trans channeling, the stream is there. Like, the cool thing is that when the channeling is present, then all of a sudden you might start having the goosebumps, which always, like, so for me, I would just have like a conversation. I'm on a call with a, you know, like a client doing a session or something like that, and I speak just like this or even to you, and all of a sudden I have the goosebumps and I get very hot, and it's kind of a confirmation of my body that the code shared, the frequency shared, is like it's very potent, it's very present, because it's actually reaching all the way to my physical body. So it's not only staying in kind of the outside of me, I'm just not only hearing it or seeing. It's like what I'm saying is so high frequency, so profound that basically there is a physical shift happening. And this is so powerful. This is why trance channeling for me, I love it so much. It's because people receive that and they can feel it in their body, because the frequencies that I access, that we can all access through on channeling, they are so high frequency that they're going to go all the way down and they're going to shift all the way to molecular, cellular level, as we have learned before, you know, shifting our DNA already. So that is the power of channeling. The power of channeling is to change the structure of our physicality as well. And not only that, of course, you know, everything that goes, like the emotions, the mind, and, you know, our relationship and our 3D life and our access to the quantum. The more we reside at the center point of our fractal, the higher the frequency we access. So here it's we're coming towards more of the architecture. Remember, the more we reside here at the center of our fractal, the more the circle here increases. So it means that basically we reside more and more into presence, in inner peace. We simply witness the oscillation of our humans with so much joy and curiosity. You know, it's like me with no hot water this morning. Like I was in such beautiful space. I was witnessing my human going like, fuck, I want hot water, for goodness sake. I had my cold swim this morning and now I have to organize this. But I was witnessing that there was absolutely zero frequency shift happening in my being. There was no frustration, nothing like that. It was just coming and I was like, oh, and then straight away alchemization, because the center point is so present, the frequencies are so high that it instantly alchemizes and dissolves all frequencies that are slightly lower, that is state of pure presence. When we start increasing these frequencies, we start opening up this pipe more and more and more. So it becomes easier to become a super channel. So a super channel is someone who not only has access consciously or possibly trans channeling, but that's rare, like consciously channeling different star races, earth elementals and dragons. Basically, most of you are doing it. You connect with dragons, you connect with Arcturians, you connect with Palladians. But not only that, when you become a super channel, it means that you can also start channeling other frequencies that are not always so obvious. Like it's not always obvious that we can channel that. For example, money frequency. Money is a frequency, and we can start experiencing more and more connection with the money frequency. And when we experience conscious connection with the money frequency, we start shifting the money frequency at our level. So for me, money frequency vibrates at a very high level of frequency because I am a super channel, because I choose to be a super channel. It's like money is everywhere. Money is literally everywhere. Money created this jersey, money created my lipstick, all the houses, everything was created because money exists. So as soon as I start realizing that, is that how I am simply channeling that, it's on me, it's through me, it's coming to me, and it's all around me. I redistribute it. So we start being able to open up the center, this pipe, so consciously our frequencies vibrate so high that we are able to channel different frequencies like that can be healing. You know, like if you are a healer, for example, the frequencies that you're going to be able to channel simply through your words or your hands is going to be directly affecting the person, shifting the frequency of the person at a higher level. In this module, we are going deep into discovering about the galactic realms. This module was an integral part of the codex of my university, and so many people out there are interested to know more about star races and their unique connection with them that I decided to release it as a digital program. You're welcome. Just a little bit of a galactic warning here. The frequencies of this module are very, very high. So if you are used to receiving my transmission, that's great because you already know that you can stay conscious during them. Basically, you don't black out or pass out too often. It means that your nervous system and also your mind can sustain this level of frequencies, and therefore you're going to make the most of this course. If at times you blackout during activation and transmission, that's fine, because you know what, once you purchase this course, you have it for lifetime access. So it means that you can repeat all the activations, all the transmissions over and over again until you can stay fully conscious, because this module is so unique. Listen to this. I know that you are interested to know about your connection with star races, but it's not as empowering if someone is going to tell you, oh, you're from there, or you take an online test to know. I mean, like, it's kind of nice, but isn't it more empowering for you to discover it by yourself? So you can really feel it, so you can really connect with galactic races, but also receive some of these new friends as part of the galactic team that is going to start co-creating with you for the purpose of anchoring your mission and your purpose in this lifetime. Not only that, but we are actually traveling through our consciousness into their realms. You see, I'm such an advanced psychic and I've been doing this work for so long that I hold many keys, and the frequencies that I share very often channel and trans-channel from these star races and also from my infinite divine soul allow you to get this unique access with deep divine precision within the quantum. It means that during this module, we are traveling to meet the Pleiadian in their own star systems, the Arcturians, the Andromedans, the Sirians, and also the amazing Blue Avians. And also, you know what? I'm going to guide you so you can start connecting with more star races, because there are many more out there, and also new star races that haven't been in contact with humanity before, now are starting to look for ambassadors on planet Earth to co-create together so they can share their codes of unique pathways of ascension and evolution to help humans find greater ease into transitioning into fourth dimension and fifth dimension. This course is packed with depth and high frequencies. Also, I teach you how to create and receive your very own quantum space, which is literally the foundation of your quantum and galactic practices. There, it's fully coded at your own unique quantum soul blueprint. It means that you are fully protected. It's fully coded with different light code frequencies. There are many doors there that open up. These doors connect to specific star systems, but also to the Earth and Earth elementals, because this module is balanced with Earth integration chamber, and also we call in Earth elementals. And because you have the recording, you can repeat that more and more and see your team literally growing in front of your eyes as you get to know each member with such divine precision that it's literally meeting family, guys. And these people, these galactic friends and Earth elemental that are going to come into your field, are going to be the leaders of your new team. Everything is designed around empowering you to receive these keys. Everything is designed around giving you foundation to understand more about your quantum soul blueprint, but also your mission. I am a mission mentor. I teach people how to connect to why they are here. So everything is interwoven around that. This module is packed with activation, trans-channel activation, with journeys, and also precious information that I have never shared anywhere else. It is literally going to allow you to quantum shift in frequencies at the speed of light. And it's also going to give you keys to
integrate that into your reality. Because yes, it's wonderful to be able to connect with star races, but if it's just like that to chit chat, I mean, what is the greater purpose of that? I'm sure that you are here for a reason. You have this power inside you. You want to lead others into the light, and therefore you need to integrate this code, embody them in this reality, so you can change your reality and you can also change the earth for all the children of tomorrow. So together, we weave webs of divine light around the planet. We reclaim our power as free beings, and we literally bridge all the way to the fifth dimension where the new earth is waiting for us. I love you dearly, and I hope to see you there, because you will be able to receive quantum coaching from me every 2 weeks. I go online for all of my students of all my online programs, and I serve you. So don't hesitate. I can be there for you as well. We have a private Facebook group where you're going to meet like-minded people and also receive support if you need to receive support and ask questions. So really don't hesitate. Take the leap of faith to invest in this course, and your connection is going to grow so beautifully. I love you dearly, and I thank you for being here on planet Earth, because you know what? The Earth, humanity, is a better place when you shine unapologetically in it. Sending you my love and blessings, and I hope to see you soon. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website sandrines.com for more information.